This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
7 after the hour, a cool way to spend an hour is to listen to the man in the know when it comes to the stories that are in the News Talk Radio focus, the world of News Talk Radio, the research done by Talkers Magazine, which is his bugle, Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We had a very successful talk convention. We'll talk about that. But first, let's go through the stories. The reason that we get together every week is in part to highlight the research done by the folks at Talkers to figure out what the big items were in the talk radio circles, the news talk issue-oriented circles. So we can go through the stories, Michael, and then the people, and take it away from there.
All right. We have a big number one story that really dominated the news and most of the conversation on talk radio, but we still had to break it down to 10. So let's start with number 10, Major League Baseball action. Number 9, the finals in basketball and in hockey. At number 8, we have the Wonder Woman film, which I have not yet seen.
Good film.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, it's a fun film.
Oh, good. Good.
You'll
sometimes those superhero movies are...
Yeah, I don't like them either, but this is a different presentation. Bernadette will especially like it, I think.
Well, she's kind of a Wonder Woman herself, so this will be cool. And she wears a costume around the house. at number 7...
Send me a picture of that, will you, please?
At number 7, we have... I hope she's not... I know she listens
probably
to us.
Listening. I know she does, yeah.
I'm doomed. At number 7, we have...
Not
the
if Qatar. She has a cape, you're not.
I have to put my cape on.
Yes.
At number 7, we have the Qatar diplomatic tensions. At number 6, the NSA contractor arrested. The Paris Climate Accord exit at number 5. At number 4, the British general elections and the London terror attacks aftermath. At number 3, we have Iran terror attack and Trump condolences rejected. At number 2, we have the Trump-Russia investigation. And at number 1, which really, as I said, and it's clear to anybody who listens to radio or watches TV or follows the news, the Comey testimony was gigantic. On the People Survey, we have at number 10, basketball star Kevin Durant. At number 9, Reality Lee winner. We have Hillary Clinton at 8. At number 7, Theresa May and Jeremy Corbyn. At number 6, Loretta Lynch. Jeff Sessions is at 5. John McCain and James Risch at number 4. Michael Flynn at 3. Donald Trump at 2. And James Comey at number 1. How's that?
No wonder he got fired.
He's a showboater.
Yeah, right. I think he's a big... I don't know if showboater would be the word I'd use, but I find him to be a wimp. I think he's a big crybaby, and as a result of that, you know how I am when it comes to my own program, Monday through Friday. I stay away from this stuff a lot anyway. It was hard to avoid it, but just a circus created by a bunch of people who... I have one thing in mind, and that is to more or less destroy. Whether it needs to be destroyed or not doesn't make much difference. That's what they're out to do. And I think that a lot of the commentary on the other side has been redundant. The whole thing has been an obnoxious waste of time. That's my perspective on it. I'm going to leave it alone. You go wherever you want to with it, Michael.
Okay, I want to ask you a question.
Yes.
Here's a question I have for you.
Yes.
Why, if you are correct, are so many people and so many media organizations and so many political groups and just so many people out to unfairly destroy Donald Trump?
I don't think it's unfair, and I'm not sure that I would agree with the third part of the premise. The first two first two things, I think I agree with you. There are a lot of people out to do.
No. You're not agreeing with me. I'm asking you hypothetically if that were the case. I made no statement there. I'm asking you a question.
Okay. I do not think that there is anything in this other than a circus. The media circus that can be created, it shows you the force, the nature of the beast, the fact that these people all think the same and work the same and basically come to the same conclusions all the time. about Trump. I thought that that in part my answer, Lindsey Graham, who's a senator from one of the Carolinas, said this week in an interview that half of what Donald Trump does is bad and half of what he does is really good. And then I thought, well, that's an assessment that we could give to any one of these people that have had that job. It's a very tough job. Obama did some things that were good and some things that weren't so good. Bush, same thing. You can go back. And so under the circumstances, Ryan also said this week, listen, the guy's new to the job. Why is everybody being so tough on him? He's never done anything like this before. Other people who know him from working with him, his company, say that this fits his profile. This is the way he is, and this is the way he's going to be. So you either understand it or you spend 4 years trying to grind around. What came of this was nothing. There is no implication. There is no information. There is no more room to criticize or accuse. I'll take it back and criticize him a lot. But to be able to credibly accuse Trump of doing something that was illegal or impeachable is when you look at and listen to the pieces of the pie that came out of all of this, there is no reason in the world. This just became entertainment. This is infotainment. This is how people get their rocks off, their jollies off, who don't like Trump or they do like Trump, in a period when the rest of television is in, you know, kind of nowhere land. There's nothing good to watch, so let's go watch this. It's a drama. Somebody make a movie out of it. But does it have effect? Does it help us run the country better and our lives to be better? Name me one thing about this that made your life better. I'll turn the question around, Michael.
Name one thing that made my life better.
One thing that happened
better.
Out of all of this hoopla.
Oh, I got to see Comey. I'm a Comey fan. He's exciting.
Yes, he is. Did I answer your question?
You answered. Now we know how you feel.
Yeah, well,
you knew how I feel before.
Not really. I wasn't sure.
Okay. I have sure. My frustrations. I didn't vote for Trump. I think there's something that he's doing that need to be done. I think, actually, you know, here's a, there's a list that came about, and we talked about on this program about 2 months ago, through March, middle of March, when the people in the budget office suggested that 35 agencies be either cut or eliminated. And as that progresses down the pike and hearings are held, and, you know, whether it's the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or some of these foolish regional authorities. But during the course of the investigation, Trump has changed his mind and so have his people about some of the things they thought they ought to knock out. And two of them were the Inter-American Foundation, which provides aid to Latin America and the Caribbean, and the African Development Foundation, which invests in African enterprises. And also NASA. There's three, actually. NASA's budget has been increased. They reopened the NASA committee this week. I forget what they call it, but it's a way to boost astronauts in the space program, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The Inter-American Foundation and the African Development Foundation are aimed at helping countries in Latin America, the Caribbean, and Africa with infrastructure. And so what happens with the money that's given to them in grants, they'll come to the U.S. AID office, the State Department, and say, we would like your help in either building a road or rebuilding a road or something. And they'll look at it and they'll decide, okay, yeah, we want to give you $1 million. And this will be used to build that road. And the only caveat we have is that you must use American contractors to do it. So here's $1 million. Go find an American contractor that will rebuild your road. And in that way, it's government welfare, I suppose, but it keeps American companies busy doing things, and it helps these people. So Trump's looked at that, or his people have, and they said, okay, this is good for American business. We're not going to cut this. But at first, the news media pounded away at, look at this budget. They're going to screw all these people and eliminate all of this stuff. And that isn't, you know, it just took some time for them to feel their way around.
What I'm trying to say to you is, my question was, why do so many people dislike him?
Because he's different.
He's different?
Yeah.
Okay.
Again, different. I'm not his apologist, but I'm different. Why do people dislike me?
Are there people that dislike you?
Yeah. I have my detractors.
Really?
Yeah.
What do they dislike about you?
You and I know each other too well. That's too funny.
No, but it comes down to...
What do they dislike about you?
Why? Hey, somebody asked me the other day. Somebody asked me the other day.
Why do you like Doug Steffen so much?
No. Forget about you. You're for people listening to this, Doug is very well liked in the business of radio.
I
know him.
I'm talking about my farm stuff and my community.
I'm not in that world of you. I find it amazing that you have that world. And frankly, you and I don't hang out personally. We talk about the business when we hang out,
right.
and we see each other once in a while. We're electronic friends. I see you three times a year maybe.
Yeah.
But we're involved with each other electronically. I mean, heck, half of the staff of this particular program met themselves in person for the first time.
Yeah, right.
At the event this past week, and we worked together for years and know each other. So it's a strange world.
Yeah.
But now somebody asked me what advice I would give to Donald Trump if I were to give him advice. And my advice would be, why don't you just be a little cooler and stop, you know, I don't want to use the P word, but stop.
Yeah.
Stop annoying
everybody.
Stop making everybody hate you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can't you just like sit down and just figure out that the job of president includes being diplomatic and smoothing things over, and maybe there's a reason for that because it's a big unwieldy job with lots of people and lots of different points of view and. You know, just cool it a little bit.
Yeah, that's good.
And that's what I think the problem is here. I think he brings on his own.
Oh, I absolutely
problems
agree with
his own rudeness and crudeness.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's
no
question
about that.
That's where I was heading.
Okay, good. Kara, did we do any commercials yet? I've forgotten whether we did.
No, we did not.
Commercial. So we might want to do a few commercials, and then we'll continue with our talk radio review talking. About the various things that are here that are apparent. Actually, I want to have Michael do a review of the Talkers Conference, which I thought myself was one of the best experiences I've had in a long time when it comes to being around my brother in the talk radio world. So that's up and coming here on this week's review of what's going on, the hot hits in talk radio on the Countdown.
Hey there, here to tell you about some of the hottest deals happening at Lowe's. Save $100 on a Cobalt 227-piece standard and metric mechanics.
When you need, spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whoRunsTheWater.com.
When you need, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
What the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Coming up at 24 past the hour, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review and a discussion not only of the stories and the people who have made it into the research column at Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers, is here to talk about some of the ancillary impact of these discussions and other discussions going on. I'm Doug Steffen, one of the attendees at the Talkers 2017. The videos are going to be out pretty soon. You go to talkers.com. So what would you say was the best thing, most impactful thing? Is people go to talkers.com, they can read the review of what happened in New York last week. But what was there that was unexpected, things that happened that people who are fans of talk radio would be happy to know about, that they can see on the videos sooner or later?
Well, I don't know if anything was unexpected. I think what made it so good was the quality of people that were there. And when I say quality, I mean we had leaders from every faction of the business there. We had the top people. And, you know, a convention of that nature is basically judged by who's at it. Who can you meet? Who can you hear? Who can you talk to? And who can you rub elbows with? Mm-hmm. So it was a very fertile ground for communication. And when that happens, it impacts the industry for the listeners. I don't like to talk too inside shop.
Yeah.
It makes the radio that you, the listener, enjoy better, hopefully. And so I think that to sum it all up, as a result of this conference, talk media, talk radio, talk television, talk podcasting, internet, satellite, it was all there. I think it'll be better for the next year than it might have been had some of these ideas and the inspiration that is shared not had a chance to, be communicated among the people who work in the business.
So in terms of the public and the folks I like to listen to, probably the most notable, the person with most exposure there was Sean Hannity, who has been dealing with some protests. And some people think this is very entertaining. Some people think it's a big put on. I don't get that Sean is the type of person that, I mean, I could see Limbaugh doing it or Bill O'Reilly doing it, but I don't see Sean as anything other than pretty down to earth and not likely to create something. If something happens, he doesn't duck from it. But I don't think he called up Joe Scarborough and said, hey, let's do this publicly.
No, he's not a put-on.
I mean, those things have happened, but I don't see those guys doing
it. No, it's not a carefully crafted feud. A lot of show business feuds are fake. No, Sean's real. Sean's real. He's standing up to his critics. He's standing up to his attackers. He's extremely important right now in terms of the industry. A case could be made he's more important than Limbaugh, even though Sean's number two in our heavy 100 and Limbaugh's number one. I got to tell you, we had long discussions about the order of that. We left it as it is, I guess, for the sake of tradition, at least another year.
Yeah.
But Sean is definitely the epicenter of the business right now, and he's a good guy.
Yeah.
People listening to this broadcast who obviously enjoy behind-the-scenes discussion about talk shows will be able to see something that got very little coverage in the press, actually no coverage in the press because we specifically designed it that way. We don't publicize this. We don't send out press releases and invite reporters. But I presented Sean with the Freedom of Speech Award and had a fireside chat with him for a half hour. And that will be on video on talkers.com in about a week. And I don't know, you saw it. I did it. You observed it. Was it valuable?
Yeah. The people at Fox, though, that put it all together, Roger Ailes saw something in him. Bill Schein, who is one of his very close friends, and they mentored each other. All those people are gone from Fox, and I think he feels like he's a little lost there. But I think he also is smart enough. There's a good paycheck there. There's also a reason for staying on the Fox side of things. I would think they'd want to keep him there because they lost everything else that made people gravitate to that channel. So anyway, but it's really very interesting to see it all shake out. We're talking about talk. Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, Doug Steffen, 29 past the hour.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R-88 to 350-350.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Weekend report on what's going on, the state of the talk radio business. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers. Doug Steffen here in a sort of mashable mashup. Hey, where'd that term come from, mashable? Do you know? Is that?
I never heard it until modern times. I think it has to do with throwing things together in the new electronic media.
Goulash.
Yeah, it you hear it in music and video.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's funny how terms pop up out of nowhere and become big for a while, and sometimes you don't even realize that you're suddenly using a term that you never used before.
Right. Or things that are in the dictionary that have gotten public approval that you don't, I never used that word. What are you talking about? It's an age thing. I think it's a generational thing, much as anything else.
But it does spread. It spreads to other groups. It starts with one group, and then it spreads. It's always fun at New Year's to talk to the people from our friends at Merriam-Webster, the dictionary company, and they always talk about new words and that are now in the dictionary. And when you follow new words, you're really following new ideas.
Yes, but we need new ideas all the time.
Right.
Keep growing. You and your wife have gone to see Wonder Woman, yes or no?
No, we didn't. I was asking you, and you said you liked it.
I did like it. Number eight this week is the talk about Wonder Woman, the film. It's a good story. I was chastised by Kara, our producer, because I had spoiled part of the ending of it before she'd been able to see it or you'd been able to see it. So I won't spoil it again.
Hmm.
But there's a lot of it's really good theater. She's a very likable character. Mm. The chemistry between her and Chris Pine's character is very strong. You know, it's make-believe, but yet there's a lot of these superhero movies. That's what I don't. Do you see those do you go to see those superhero movies?
I do. I haven't seen them all. I'm hesitant to, but I've seen enough of them to know that any time I've ever seen a superhero movie, I leave the theater or the living room dissatisfied.
Really?
Yeah, because I don't think these movies were meant to be movies. I think they're meant to be cartoons. I think they're meant to be comics.
Right.
I don't think it works with real people. The form and content are not right. Some of them are better than others, but they were meant to be comic books, and they really work well in comic. I used to love Wonder Woman. I was a comic book freak back in the 60s as a kid. 50s and 60s is when I went through my comic book phase.
Yeah.
And I learned an awful lot about science and a lot about life from these comic books. Never liked the movie versions. Although, funny, I liked the television show Superman.
Yes.
As cheesy as it was.
George Reeves. Yep.
Yeah, as cheesy as it was, I felt satisfied watching that.
I
hated the Batman TV series, and I don't like the darkness and over-melodramatic Batman.
Oh, awful. I won't go see those movies. But you know what show you might like is Supergirl. Supergirl.
I haven't watched that.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, but I happened to catch an episode of it last week, and I thought it was okay. The story's okay. The girl's very likable. See, when I go to watch that, I discovered this show Bull this past week. The character, Michael Weatherly, who was on NCIS, likable character. I like the likable characters. I don't like the ones.
I'll tell you what it is. I just have a revelation what it is. I like the superhero being absolutely unbeatable and coming out of the blue and beating the hell out of bullies.
You like Wonder Woman then.
I don't like the creation of super villains that are equal, if not greater, than the superhero, You spend most of the movie watching the superhero suffer. Mm-hmm. I like remember Kung Fu? This guy,
yes.
Kane, he ran around the West, and he was this meek guy, and
David
the bullies
Charity.
Would start up with him, and they would rip the hell out of him. I love that. Yeah. Zorro. Zorro never was
out of the night.
Yeah.
But the full moon is bright.
Sergeant Garcia, they never beat him. He would be able to outduel 30 Mexican soldiers, you know?
Yeah. The Lone Ranger.
Yeah, I like superheroes that are absolutely invulnerable. And that's, you know what was so great about the George Reeves thing? He was never really in trouble. You know, he would take on diamond thieves, guys that would break into stores. You know.
Regular bad guys.
Right, regular bad guys. And he would teach him a lesson. He'd break through the wall. They'd shoot him. The bullets would fly off. He'd take the gun. He'd bend it. And then he would punch them out. And that would... I like that. I don't like these supervillains, and they turn the superheroes into wimps who somehow at the end you don't know who won.
Yeah, you're right about that.
That's my problem.
At the end, somebody dies. I'll tell you that much. Okay, so this week, one of the things is a throwback to our discussion at the Talkers event last week. There always is a question about the new team. Where is the farm team? Where does the next generation of broadcasters come to replace guys like me and Bohannon or anybody else? Who's...
Wow, I can't believe you're saying that, because as I am on the air with you right now, I am writing a story that's going to be posted about a half hour after I get off that deals with this topic. It's like you're reading my mind. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You found a replacement for me, did you?
Well, I know that I have an answer to it, but go ahead. Finish your thought.
The podcast on Up Close and Far Out this week is with a fellow named Rich Zeoli, who is on in Philadelphia, and relatively young guy. I'm going to guess he's in his early 40s. Is that right?
I think he's at most in his early 40s. I think he could be as young as his late 30s.
Really? Okay. So it isn't, and that seems, you know, when you look at acting as stars in a movie, you'd be a veteran by the time you got that. And I don't know. You explore what he did before he became a conversationalist, but he is part of the crew, some of the people coming along. Most of the people that are coming along, I was thinking of that fellow who was on Premiere for a while, and then he was replaced by Meghan McCain, and now she's gone. I think that some of the younger people, because they don't have a radio background, and because still... much of what's on the much content is listened to by people who are older. They don't; these younger folks don't resonate.
Well, they may not have life experience. A radio will expose you if you don't have life experience.
Yeah, right.
Talk radio.
Yes,
but But, you know, when I was, I did a lot of talking, and I was in my early 20s when I was in underground rock radio, and we did a lot of talk radio in that genre. Mm-hmm. We talked about things we knew. I mean, I could out-talk anybody in their 30s, 40s, or 50s about popular culture back then. I mean, don't put a kid in a situation where they're giving family advice or they're giving economic advice on or complex stuff that requires years of understanding. Put the kid on the radio to talk about things that, that young people understand or to express the young point of view to the older listener. Mm-hmm. You have these kids, these 20-somethings, just simply doing talking points, formulaic conversation, and you know
reading
that they...
Reading a newspaper on the air.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
No. There's nothing there. So, what'd you learn about this guy Zioli? What are your prospects for him?
I think he's, well, already he's a big timer. I mean, his prospects, if he never goes another, you know, inch further than he is, he's in the big time. He's doing afternoon drive on a major market station, owned by CBS.
Yeah.
It's a big time. He's a big, well, he's a, hey, look, you know, the game is what the game is.
Right.
Within what the game is, he's a big star.
Yeah.
And he's successful. But
good.
He's bright. Look, he's got two adoptive children. He's got a lovely wife. He's a Boy Scout in terms of he lives a good life. He was a political advisor. He was a talent coach. And he's working at a station which is the only station he's ever worked at. He started out as a guest.
Yeah. Huh. That great?
Yeah. No, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Rich Zioli.
All right, so you want to listen to the future of News Talk Radio. Perhaps you listen, you tune in to Up Close and Far Out. You can find there when you go either to upcloseandfarout.com or to talkers.com, find the podcast, and look back over some of the other ones. Click on the listen here and look at some of the others. You'd probably have a good time listening to some of the other conversations. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 43 past the hour. A focus now on something that is another one of these things that we ought to discuss, Michael, a little bit. The report this week that 59,000 Americans under the age of 50 committed suicide last year, and it was at the hands of drugs, painkillers, people addicted to circumstances, drugs available in your medicine chest. This is what people are getting hooked on. And taking so many of them, they get depressed and they commit suicide.
Yeah.
This is a very difficult situation. And so there's a company that has come to the surface here that's helping with the problems that not only people have of depression, but just drug use and what it does to your physicality.
Yeah.
Better Addiction Care at 844-262-8658. For help today, for help right now, call that number and break the cycle of addiction. If it's yours, somebody in your family, somebody you know, don't let it go another day or another moment. Better Addiction Care offers all kinds of different things. They'll get a program plan together that's just right for you, tailored for you. 844-262-8658. And the best thing for most people is that their insurance policy covers 100% of the costs. That's the usual scenario. Save your life, help yourself, help others. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Follow the prompts for your free consultation. 844-262-8658. On the list of people from Talkers Magazine this week, Kevin Durant, number 10, Reality Lee winner, The Leaker, number 9, Hillary Clinton, number 8, Theresa May, the Prime Minister of England, number 7, Loretta Lynch, former Attorney General, number 5, Jeff Sessions, the current Attorney General, John McCain, number 4, Michael Flynn, number 3, Donald Trump is in the second position for the first time in months and months and months and months and months because he was pushed aside by James Comey, who is 6'8" and he can push people around. People say, wow, he's looking at him, he's pushing the people around in Europe on the trip. Well, Comey pushed him around pretty much in the news media. And I guess the question comes down to who you believe. If you like Trump, you believe Trump. If you like Comey, you believe Comey. And so it goes around in a circle. But those are the names on the people list this week, courtesy of the leadership and research done by the folks at Talkers, talkers.com.
When you need it, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Ow, what the?
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
great knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
A global pump manufacturer, Grundfos, recently polled consumers to learn how they value water and water services. The results show a divide between water professionals and American consumers on water issues. For example, while 80% of water utility managers expect a water shortage within the next 10 years, half of all respondents believe they'll never be affected by a water shortage. And while current events like the water quality crisis in Flint, Michigan raise consumer awareness, one-third of those surveyed said they don't know enough about the condition of their water supply. The aging infrastructure of America's water system is another looming issue. Grundfos executive Robert Montenegro explains why his company is helping water utilities to educate consumers.
Grundfos is a leader in sustainability and energy-efficient pumping systems, so we are well-positioned to focus public consciousness around these issues. Knowledgeable consumers make powerful advocates, exactly what the ailing water infrastructure needs right now.
To find out more, visit whorunsthewater.com.
When you need spent a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
What the?
Attack of the Angry Mosquito Relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
The top stories of the week. Let me give you 60 seconds on the top 10 items from the Talkers folks. This is, according to their research, the list of the real active conversation tips. Sports talk radio occupy number 9 and number 10 with all the major NBA games, the NHL finals, what's going on in Major League Baseball. At number 8, the film Wonder Woman, which I would say from my own vantage point was quite a good, entertaining, and fun movie. The Qatar tension, diplomatic ties being cut with them because of their connection to terrorism, number 7. The contractor who was arrested worked for the NSA, number 6. A continuing conversation of the focus on getting out of the climate accord and how Trump is using that to sort of negotiate a new position. British elections, number 4. The Iran terror attack, number 3. The Russian investigation, number 2. And Comey, as you can imagine, number 1. 47 past the hour now. Talk radio review. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with this whole business about what we do, what we focus on, what's the main story. This is all very subjective, isn't it? I mean, other than what's in the news cycle, a lot of people have different interests, and so they bring their interests with them to their radio programs. And it becomes, okay, here are the issues, we talk about that for a while, and then you get into what interests you. Like, I like farming, and I talk a lot about that on the air, and food, and health, and that. You know, there are a lot of more, I think, some of the broadcasters that were very predictable and very political are spreading out now. Don't you think? That was part of what we talked about.
So they have to spread out because there's a lot of out there to spread to, and, mm-hmm. and for everybody to be on the same. It's like going to a toll booth. You drive along and you see all of a sudden there's 6 tolls open, but only one of them have a line.
Right.
People will go to that line because they'll figure, well, there's a reason nobody's going to the other line. Maybe it's the wrong line, even though it says green light. We got a lot of green lights with no lines. So go out and do it. Don't follow the leader into a competitive niche when mm-hmm. you can have your own niche.
Are we cultivating enough women to do this?
No. We're not. And that remains an ongoing problem, and we deal with it at that conference. We need more female talk show hosts.
But
we can't have them unless there's a market for it. We need
right.
more female listeners. We need more female people wanting to be talk show hosts.
Women.
So, you know, it takes a while to change habits. I mean, it's an old habit that women were more likely to gravitate into political and news broadcasting over years and years and years. And now there's the awareness that that's an imbalance based upon the reality of the world and where we're going.
Yeah. Well, there's certainly a lot of exciting things going down. Check out the, as Michael suggested, the video, the audio. There are a lot of pictures at talkers.com of the event last week. See who was doing what, who was talking to whom, what kind of activity there was there. It's great reading. It's great fun. It was a great experience. That's all at talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio and Talkers Television, and the home of Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 after the hour now, the Talk Radio Review. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, lawyer, college professor, one of the country's leading experts on scams. Go to his scamicide.com, a website that's dedicated to informing you about the dangers of all kinds of scams. He keeps it very current, providing you with the latest information about this important, this is so, I got scammed this week. One of my credit cards got used to buy something in Chicago and I wasn't in Chicago. And the credit company was smart enough to, I don't know how they do this, they got to track it with a computer, but they knew it wasn't me. And so they put a freeze on it, we cut the card up and I'll get another one and they take care of whatever, there's no liability for me. But I just think it's interesting, you turn around every place you go, there's a problem where they can be, Steve. It's really something.
Oh, absolutely. And it's I'm assuming this is a credit card, not a debit card.
Yes.
Yeah, and one of the things I'm always telling people is use your credit card rather than a debit card, because that debit card, if it gets stolen and you don't report it right away and the tracking doesn't work, you can actually lose the entire amount in your bank account. And let's say you even report it right away, your bank account will get frozen while they investigate it. But with the credit cards, the companies are getting really good as far as the computerized tracking of where you are, where the card is, and whether it's likely to be done by a criminal.
Anytime you got a problem with what you think is a scam, go for advice and information to scamicide.com. Okay, I have a word scramble for you. This word is something that is commonly used in your business. This may be silly, but I'm going to give you the letters. You see if you can figure it out. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Kara's used to me doing this. There's an R in this. There's a W in this. There's an L in this. There's a Y in this word. There's an A in this word. And there's
lawyer.
An Thank you.
All right.
Next. All right. Well, that's it. I just thought it was kidding.
I get to play Jeopardy.
Yes, that's good. All right. So the number one issue this week legally, what kind of Jeopardy is Comey in? I would. I'm guessing by reading the reviews, I couldn't be bothered wasting my time with this circus. I don't see the Trump's affected or there's any legal. There's nothing here. Am I right?
I disagree, but I do think at the moment we don't know. I think, first of all, you got to get through the posturing. And so the Trump defense, one of them is he leaked material out to the press. Well, guess what?
You're talking about Comey?
Term,
or are you talking about Trump?
Comey. What happened was Comey, and he said he did this on purpose, turned over memorandums of his meeting with the president to a Columbia a law school college professor of his to, in turn, provide to the press, showing that pressure had been put on him in regard to the investigation of Flynn, hoping that that would lead to a special prosecutor, which was done. So when he was asked, or the Trump people were saying, well, you know, this is an illegal leak of classified information. No, it isn't. This information wasn't classified. There was absolutely nothing illegal about him providing this information. It was not a violation of executive privilege. So that's a smokescreen. It really comes down to, you know, did the president try to interfere with an investigation? And it is certainly worthy of in looking into that at this point. But what we have now, no. There's nothing sufficient at this point, but it is a legitimate threat to the Trump administration. Although it was interesting, you know, back when Nixon was was impeached. No, excuse me, he was not impeached. He merely resigned. But when he was forced to resign, the key thing was tapes. And frankly, if they didn't have tapes, they probably wouldn't get him out. And I think you might be saying the same thing about Trump. If there are tapes, he could be in trouble. If there aren't, he probably isn't.
Yeah. He says, I hope he. I just, well, anyway, enough on that. So yeah. We got a few seconds for the Russia investigation and how that is moving or not. And this is all sort of tied together anyway, isn't it?
It's moving. But you know something? It's not just here. We recently found out that the big issue in Qatar was caused by Russian hackers getting into the state news media. So this is a major issue of hacking into governments and media around the world by anyone.
It's really pretty amazing how this is all coming about. Wow. When you think about the possibilities that aren't good, it's pretty scary.
Yep.
Under the circumstances. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the attorney for the Countdown, with an overview of the legal ramifications of some of our top stories this week.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.